Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. DC Man of God coming to you from the sanctuary, coming to you from the prophetic Blog Talk Radio show called The Flow. Tonight is 29th of June, Wednesday night. We're going to have an awesome time. I'm going to put on some music. We're going to worship God for a minute. I'm going to come back, open up prayer, bring a short word, open up the prayer lines for prayer and strengthening the body of Christ. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. Hallelujah. And God's going to get the glory for it. Amen. Amen. Let's worship Him.
Running through rain that fall will never end. Trying to make you know faith in the struggle. I've seen the dark and the broken places. Oh, but I know you're going to matter how bad it is. I'll be alright. There's no hope in front of me.
Change your path. Two roads you thought you had.
Thank you. Doesn't mean you gotta
can't find the words. But everything is different. Yeah, you can't change my world around. That's what you are saying. You try to explain. You try to stop in the sky. Even show a little fire. A place to light the fire. Because of you, I'm awake. I'm alive. Help inside your love forever. The city's getting better. Because of it would make me laugh, put me back together, when I think our hope is gone. It's incredible, knowing you are with me, gives me strength to keep going on. And what do I say, you try to explain, it's like the stars in the sky, keep a shine a little brighter, a flame like the fire, because of you, I'm awake, I'm alive, held inside your love forever, so good keeps getting better, because of you, ooh. Feeling, oh, you got me feeling things I've never, never, never felt before. Oh, God, you take me, chase me, everything that makes me joy. Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Till God says it's over. So don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. It ain't the time for that mess. It's time for us to go higher, deeper, closer. Do what God's put on you on this earth to do. Amen? Amen. Father, we just thank you right now for the opportunity to come before your throne room with your grace and your mercy washing over us. Father, we come boldly. We don't come timid. We come boldly. We know that you are our God, that you support us, that you got us going on, that you keep pushing us and pressing us through the mark to the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. So we know, Lord, that you have plans for us. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your everlasting love that's keeping us here thus far, that you will finish what you started in everything in our lives, Lord. I just receive it right now by grace. I receive it right now by faith, and I trust you that you are able to do whatever you want to do because you are absolutely God. There ain't no ifs, and buts about it. You don't need me. I need you. But, Lord, you use people, so use me tonight, Lord. I speak through these clay lips, your oracles from heaven. Speak directly to a heart that's on the other side of this thing, that they would be changed and rearranged and elevated. Bless them, strengthen them, encourage them today, no matter what country or city or state they might be in. I ask you to bless them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And the saints of God said, yes, Dickie, I agree with you. Amen, 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 amen. Woo, amen, A to the men's, A to the men's. Well, I don't know if y'all are as busy as I am, and it's a lot. So I have to give God the glory for what he's doing in my life because everything is falling in place. You know, when the stress comes and the worry comes and the fretting comes, but still, God's still going to make it happen for you. I just want to encourage somebody out there right now. And I don't know if anybody's even logged on, but hopefully they will. They'll come to receive the blessings of the Lord that make them rich and out of no sorrow. It ain't about me. It's never been about me. So it's about giving God the glory that's due him. And showing honor where honor is due. It's due to God because the only reason why I'm still sitting here talking to you, sucking air right now is because of God's grace and mercy washing over me, keeping me here. Why? Because of appointed time. There's an appointed time. Everything in Ecclesiastes says there's a time and season for everything set under the sun. So there's a time and season for you to progress and go and elevate yourself in God and draw near to God. The Bible says if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. So when you draw near to Him, when you focus your mind, put on music, worship, sing like I was singing right now, like probably sounded bad, but that's okay because it sounds good to God. He wants you to be merry. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to elevate yourself in Him. I want to be close to God. I deal with crazy folks every day, all day. You don't hear me. All day. So when I get in my sanctuary and want to worship my God, I expect Him to show up. I expect Him to bless me, and I expect Him to hear my prayers and my petitions and to move on them. Prayer is not wasted time. Don't ever let the devil trick you into thinking your prayers ain't working, because they are. God hears, He moves, He answers your prayer. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. He will leave all of heaven. He'll leave the 24 elders and all the heavenly hosts and the angels and all that. He'll leave it. He come right to you. When you say, Jesus, I need you, He comes. He comes. He's a very present help. And He's not an absent father either. He's a full, you don't hear me, He's on His J-O-B. And if He's correcting you, just take note of it and change your heart, change your mind, change your soul. Your soul is your mind and your emotions and what are you thinking about? What are you perceiving things to be? So God's trying to shift you and change you. It's for your own good, baby. Let it go. Let go of that mess and get away from them crazy folks, because they ain't for you no way. So don't be trying to gravitate to something that ain't even for you. Don't do it. Don't do it. I was telling one of my workers today, I said, you're making your job harder than it has to be, because you're going through all of this and then you're wasting all this time sitting and doing and cleaning because you could be doing other things. You're not being smart. You're being stupid. And I just told them the truth, and that is the truth. So when you're not, when people of wisdom know things and live longer than you've lived, you ought to listen to them. You know, America, a country, in the greatest country in the world, we throw away our elders. We do. Other countries show honor and take care of them and move them in their house and treat them like kings and queens. But this country wants to throw them in a nursing home, wants to throw them away, put them on the streets, whatever. Care, but if they still have so much knowledge because they've lived longer than you, and if anybody has lived longer than you, you can learn something from them. Come on, somebody. You know I'm telling the truth right now. I don't know everything. I'm older. I'm middle-aged. I ain't old, and I'm not going to ever take note of that. I'm not old. I'm middle-aged, but I can learn from anybody. I can learn from young people. I can learn from old people. I can learn from white people. I can learn from black people. I can learn from Hispanics. I can learn from Koreans. I can learn from different people and cultures and everything. So you have to be mindful of what God is telling you when you come up on somebody and God's telling you to don't do it that way, because it's just He's trying to help you, and that's what I was telling him. I'm not trying to make your job hard. I'm trying to make your job easy. Don't be wasting all your energy and effort on this mess, because it ain't going to pay off, and you're causing problems that you have to deal with. Don't do it, and don't do it on my next house, because I'm not going to do that, and you're not either, because I want it to be easy, easy cheesy, in and out, in and out. So God will teach you how to flow. He will teach you how to deal with people. He'll teach you all these things if you're humble in spirit. Come on, somebody. Oof, my God. I'm already preaching. Already getting hot up in here. Because the glory is here. God is here. His glory is here. Why? Because I draw nigh to Him. I'm teaching you how to flow. I'm teaching you. I've been doing this going on 5 years now. I've taken some months off, but I've been doing this for a long time. And this is what you do. You activate. Activate. Put your music on. Enter in. Worship God. Worship like you're right there in the concert or whatever. You're going up. You're elevating. You're drawing nigh to God. And He's going to come. He's coming close to you. He's right there in your room. He's right. I've been there. And I've been reading and studying my Bible at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And have you ever had anybody walk up behind you and you feel their presence and you jerk around and look? He's done me like that. I know he was there because I felt his presence walk up on me. And it was like, oh, my God. And it's like that. When you draw nigh, when you seek his face, while he may be found, you will find him, and he will bless your life. I don't know who that's for. That's for free. You don't have to send me no offerings. Don't send me no money. I'm good. I'm good because God's good. Amen? Now, I'm in my favorite book, the book of John. I'm in my favorite chapter, chapter 14. This thing's all wrinkled up. Why? Because I've preached it. And but it's the truth. And it's the truth that's going to set you free. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that I am. There you also may be. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. I'm getting emotional because this is one of the first scriptures I preached at my mother's funeral, Grayside, 3 months old in the Lord. 3 months old in the Lord. 3 months old in the Lord. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know you or know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Why? Because you've seen me. I'm paraphrasing. You seen Jesus, you seen the Father, because they're one and the same. Said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. He's saying, believe me because of what you've seen. If you can't believe and you can't see the Father in me, believe the works that you've seen, the signs and the wonders and the miracles that I've done. 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me and the works that I do, he will do also the greater works and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Not catch me on a good day, I'll do it. I will do it. If you ask in my name, if you ask in the name of Jesus Christ, that's how you pray. You know, you pray and you end the prayer in Jesus' name. Why? Because of this right here. This scripture changed my life. When I read this scripture, and when I started talking to other people about it, they started calling it blasphemy. That's blasphemy, man. You ain't going to do greater things than Jesus. Come on. I said, yeah, I am. I am. It's written in red. It ain't what Dickie said. It's what Jesus said. and I believe everything he said. So he's saying, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you've asked in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. That's a promise right there, y'all. That's a promise. He said, so the Father will be glorified in the Son. So the Father will be glorified in the Son. So if you are a son of God, a believer, and there's no genders in God, whether you're a woman, man, you're still a son. If you're a son, the Son will be glorified. The Father will be glorified in the Son. The Father will be glorified in the Son. So what you're doing should be glorifying God at all times. So don't get it twisted. And here's the thing that we fight with our emotions. We fight with our humanity, that we're never good enough. We sinning every day. We're messing up. We're staying doing stupid stuff and this and that. But if your heart is right and stayed on God, he will change that stuff for you. He will change your nature. He will change you and have a kind heart and love and compassion for people. Even when you don't want to. Even when people are being nasty and ugly to you. And then he flips the script, and then you have to show them grace and mercy. And you have to bless them. Why? Because you can't deny God's will, God's love for his people. He loves his people. He loves them. I don't care if they're smoking crack right now. I don't care if you're shooting up heroin. He still loves you. He still got a place for you. He's got many mansions. Many mansions. And when I was preaching that, I said, he's got many mansions, but you have to come to him like a child. And I had my little boy standing between my legs. You have to come to him humble as a child. You have to come to God and say, Lord, I need you now more than ever. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going over 19 years of walking with God, and I need him more now than I've ever needed him before in my life. Not because of problems, not because of trouble, but because of the love that I have for him. Sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves. It's not the world. It's not the devil. It's ourselves trying to perform for the world, for people, for jobs, for pressure, stress. We get a God complex. But I'm here to tell you today that I can do nothing apart from him. I can do nothing apart from him. The only fulfillment I have in my life is when I'm doing his will and in the flow of God. So this might be why you're going through what you're going through, because you've separated, you got away from that. The Bible says return to your first love. Go back from where you started. You know, if you need to isolate, go on a fast, do it. Go on a 3-day fast. What's it going to kill you? You might lose some weight. Who knows? God's calling you to that, trying to get the embers going and glowing again and breathing on you to bring life back to you and bring fire back to you, get your passion set back. Do it. Because you ain't going to do greater things than Jesus if you're not committed, if you're not steadfast, if you're not constant. You're not. Why even do it? Why even, you know, be a follower, be a believer of Jesus Christ if you don't believe his words and do what he says do and obey him? If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you and will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you. A little while longer, the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I will love him. I will manifest myself to him. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. So if you're saying you love Jesus, but you're breaking every commandment, you're not keeping his word, it's not good. And I'm jumping over to 15, because I am the vine and the Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. He cuts it. He cuts it deep that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of this world, which I have spoken this word, because I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. The vine. He said, I am the vine, you are the branch. If you're a branch on a vine, the sap runs through the vine, and the vine runs out, the sap runs out of the vine into the branches, and it flows. It flows. And that's what changes people's lives. That's what brings people out of comas. You don't hear me. Brings people out of death. Brings people out of crack addictions, heroin addictions, smoking dope, drinking, the love of God. Once the love comes, it's over. It's over. It's over. That's what changes people. It ain't preachers. Preachers don't change people. They're speaking the word of God, and the word of God changes people. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of creation. He will jump on the word and fulfill the word that's been spoken. He said it will not return void until it's done that which I sent to do, and it shall prosper you. It shall prosper you. The word of God. The word of God will prosper you. Woo! Hallelujah. If you're in me and I'm in you, it's good. Because I'm gonna be able to use you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, the hope of glory, rests in you. It rests in you. Huh. Welcome, Terry. I love you. God bless you, girl. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Hallelujah. God wants us to be a part of him. And the only way we are engrafted in is through Jesus Christ, the blood, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It separates him from all other gods. All them other gods are dead in a tomb somewhere, rotted bones. But Jesus, he rose. He got up. He laid his life down. He picked his life back up. He folded his napkin, set it down, and left. Hallelujah. And went, showed himself to people in the city. He was raising dead people out of the graveyard, walking by him because of the glory of God was on him. The resurrection power, that same resurrection power dwells in you. And if you don't believe it, the reason why you haven't seen it, because you don't believe. You got to believe that God is able. Nothing is impossible to God. To man, it is. But to God, it ain't. So if he said it, did it, if he did what he did, Jesus, all the signs and wonders, spitting in the mud and making eyeballs and doing all that stuff, you can do it too. He wants you to do it. He wants you to step out and be crazy like that. Have crazy faith, uncheckable faith, that can't nobody check your faith. If you want to be strong, that's how you do it. When somebody says, oh, you can't do that, oh, yeah, let me show you. Let me show you right now. You gonna tell me I can't do it because God said I can? No. He said I would do greater things than Jesus. That's what Jesus said. That's 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. His work was done. He finished the task. He was sent. He was sent, born into a virgin. He was born without a father. The Holy Spirit created him. He was born sinless. That's the only way he could be sinless, because he didn't have a father. He didn't have a man do it. It was a woman was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was born to live and die on the cross. That was his, because when he was telling his disciples, and Peter said, no, that's not going to happen. He said, I'm going to Jerusalem to die. They're going to crucify me. They're going to nail me to the cross, to the tree. And he said, no, that ain't going to happen. He said, and here's the thing about people. The chapter before that, he sent them out. They come back. He said, who do men say that I am? And he said, some say you're Elijah. And another one said, some say you're a prophet. Some said you're John the Baptist. Some said you're this. Some said you're that. And then he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter stepped up and said, I say you're the Christ, the living Son of God. And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father. So he heard from God. Peter heard from God. And then the next chapter, he's sharing how he's going to go and be crucified and die. And Peter is telling him, no, that ain't going to happen. I will never let that happen. And what did Jesus say? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me. One chapter he was good. The next chapter he was bad, because he was hearing from God, and then he was hearing from the devil, because the devil was telling him, no, that ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna let that happen. So see, you have to be that's humanity. That's how we hit and miss at our best. We hit and miss at our best. And then he denied him three times after he was arrested. He's hanging around with the sinners around the campfires, and then he starts cussing. I mean, come on. But who did God use after he was so broken, so disappointed? His heart was crushed because he denied Christ. When he in the hour of his need, Jesus' need, Peter wasn't there for him. After he had cut some guys' ears off trying to defend him, and was there and walking and talking with him every day and learning from him and all that, and he failed him miserably, and he was broken. And you would think he would never recover from that. But guess who? On the day of Pentecost, who stepped up and who preached and who helped 3,000 souls were won daily, daily. God used that man of God because his heart was stayed on God. That's the only reason. He overcome his disappointments. He overcome his mistakes. He overcome his problems. He gave it all to God. He said, I give it all to you. Just forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my wrongdoing. Forgive me for dropping the ball on you, Jesus. I need you now. I need you more than I ever needed you before, and I need you right now. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus. He needs disciples that are going to listen, learn, glean from his word, glean from his past, glean from his exploits, glean from Jesus' life, and use it for your advantage. Use it for your advantage. Don't never let nobody talk you down and say, you ain't good enough, you ain't going, you ain't doing. The devil is a lie. God has proved you, and you are purposeful because God has created you for this purpose on this earth and in this time. He saved the best for last, the sweetest wine for last. Now, and the first miracle that Jesus did was changing the water to wine. And he told them, go back, fill those 33 pots full of water. And the Bible doesn't teach you where the water was, whether it was in a well or in a river or a creek or whatever, but there was an effort to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to get that water. It didn't just miracle fill up. People had to fill it up. And as they was pouring the water in, and then when they drawn it up and poured it into the pitcher, and when they went and poured it out to the guests, it turned to wine. There was great effort. And what changed it from water to wine was obedience. You don't hear me. Obedience. You got to obey God no matter what the cost. No, whatever he's telling you right now, quit tarrying. Quit being hard-headed. Quit arguing your point. And let go of it and just do what he's asking you to do no matter what the cost. Because and Jesus wasn't even ready for that. His mother said, oh, they're out of wine. It's going to bring the parents to shame. And, you know, will you do something? And he said, it's not my time. And the woman turned around. She didn't even hear that. She turned around and said, whatever he says, do. And he said, fill the water pots. And they filled 33 water pots. Turned into wine because of obedience. They obeyed God. And if you obey God, you always going to come out on top. You always going to be the winning team. You're always going to win. There's no losing serving God. Go low so you can go high. Be humble where God can raise you up at an appointed time. And don't think it's going to happen overnight. I'm telling you, it's not. God can use you. If you just got saved yesterday, he can use you today, and he will. But there's a price for the all. It don't come cheap. It didn't come cheap for Jesus to sit at the right hand of the Father. It didn't come cheap. He had to obey God. He had to finish the race and set it down. And when he was in Gethsemane, and he was on his knees and crying and going through all the weight and pressure of the sins of this world was upon him. He was wanting to give up. He was looking for a way out. He said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He got in the flesh for a second, then he got back in the spirit. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. and he continued his journey. So don't you quit. Don't you let nothing stop you from what God has put you on this earth to do. There's great things in you, great thoughts and minds, and he's going to give you dreams and visions. He's going to show you your future, and your future is bright. You might have been in a dark place. The darker the place you was in, the brighter the light is going to be on you. That's the way I was. I was the devil's best man. When I got saved, he went into rehab. He had to go to rehab because he lost his best man. I'm telling you. And I was going to flip the script on the devil. I said, as long as I live, hard as I live for the devil, I'm going to live for God just like that. Whew. I was up to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, daylight some days, popping tops and drinking and smoking dope and doing all kind of crazy stuff. I said, I'm going to live for Jesus just like that. And it just by the way you know, I just want you to know this, devil. Every pill, every pack of papers I bought, all the weed I bought, all the drugs and alcohol I bought, I want it back. The Bible says when a thief is caught, he has to repay sevenfold. I want it back sevenfold. Everything that I've wasted away in my money, my finances, I want it back, devil, because you're going to return it back. Hallelujah. I want it back. I want it back. You have to know who you serve, and there's no boundaries on you. You're free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. You're free indeed. And, you know, and when somebody tries to put some bondage on you, some yokes on you, you tell them, hey, I'm free. Whom the Son has set free. And they go say, who? What you talking about? Who the Son? Whom Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has set free is free indeed. He's free indeed. He's free indeed. You know, deeds are paperwork that you give properties and houses and stuff like that. So you're free indeed. Your debt has been paid in full. those past due payments, I've got many of those pink letters and all that stuff, but ain't nothing passed on me. It's not due. I mean, I don't owe nothing with God. With God, I'm good, and that's all that matters. And he will even clear up your debt. He'll clear up, and if you listen to him, he'll show you how to do that, periodically paying on stuff and stepping down and getting out of debt. He wants you to be debt-free. Amen? Amen, somebody. Learn from God. Learn from the best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oof. Shabba. So that's my favorite scripture. 14, John 14, 12. Who says, whosoever shall believe in me and the things that I should do, he shall do also. Even greater things will he do in my name, because I go to the Father. When his work was done and when he elevated up, he sat down at the right hand of God, the right hand of authority. He sat down. Why? Because his work was done. And he makes intercession for you daily. If I ain't praying for you, if somebody ain't praying for you, Jesus is praying for you every day. That you stay the course, that you will pass the test, that you would make it. You would hit the mark, the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You'd be rooted and grounded in his word. Be strong and mighty in God. Be what he's called you to be. You are a son. You are a son. I don't care if you're a woman. You are a son of the Most High God. Hallelujah. You know, in those days, they didn't even count the women most of the time because it was all about the men for some reason. But so when they said it's 5,000, it was actually 10,000, or even with kids, you know. So when you think it's, he fed 5,000, he fed 10,000. So he did some great things because his purpose was to please the Father. That's why he came, to deal with the sin issue so we could return back from which we came. We came from heaven. We was in heaven with God. Then he sent us on earth. When we was born out of mother's womb, we were born in iniquity. We was born into sin. Hallelujah. So we're just trying to get back from whence we came and take as many people with us as we can. Amen? Amen. I'm done. If anybody out there needs prayer, you can call in at 760-683-2629. That number again is 760-683-2629. Push 1 to come into the queue, and I'll bring you in. And when I do, give me your first name, where you're calling from. Hallelujah. Jesus. You know, that was a long time ago, just thinking back on that. And that was God showing me that, how far he's brought me. Because that was 19 years ago when I was preaching my mother's funeral. Graveside. I preached at the funeral parlor because the preacher couldn't make it. And they asked me to preach. Can you believe that? And I did it. And God, he stuck his hand at me and used me like a puppet. And then when it was over, he just ripped his hand out, and I just fell apart. And then we had to drive an hour and a half way out in the country to our gravesite and preach my mother's funeral. There's many mansions. God has a mansion for you. Taylor Fitt. He's got a place for you. He's got a place for you in heaven. So you know what? I'm not worried. I'm not concerned about heaven. I'm just trying to get there to be found worthy. You know, when you stand before God and you hear those words, enter into your request and your reward, my good and faithful servant. That's all I want to hear. It's over. It's over. to be worthy to enter in to your rest. Hallelujah. To spend eternity with God, never separated from his presence again. Hallelujah. To see all of the loved ones that's gone before you, reunited with them. And there's going to be some people there that's going to shock you, because you're going to say, why are you here? How did you get here? You were so nasty and so this and that, but I'm telling you, only God has control of that. I don't even know how to put this. We're not the ones to pick and choose who gets saved. We just need to love people, whether they're homosexuals, whether they're lesbians, love them, teach them the truth, speak the word. And when God opens up an opportunity to pray over them, that's when it's going to happen. Because the Holy Spirit ain't no joke. Spirit will grip their heart and soak them with that liquid love. I don't know if y'all have ever had that or not, but I've had that liquid love where I was drunk for hours and couldn't come out from under it. Because I was just like, oh, my God, it was the best drug I've ever taken. Drugs. So that's why when I got saved, I was witnessing somebody smoking joints and stuff. And I said, this stuff don't even do nothing for me no more. I threw it down. I said, I don't want no more of that. I'm done. I don't want to drink. I don't want to do none of that. Because it didn't do nothing for me. Just made me feel bad all the time. God has his ways, man. And within days, every negative influence in my life was gone. People that I've known for years, and I was crying and talking to them and saying, I don't want to lose your friendship, you know, just because I got saved. They said, oh, yeah, that never happened, man. I'm good. We're good. And I never saw him again. That's how God does his thing. Never saw him again. Because they were going to be a negative influence on me. And God's got a plan and a purpose for your life. And if you'll pray that, so Lord, separate me from people that's going to hinder me and hold me back in my walk, they will. He will. And it'll be plain and simple. People that you thought you could trust on will walk away. They will. Because here's the thing. I've always said this, and I believe this to the core. There's good and evil. There's light and dark in this world. And that's what we're fighting. We're not fighting against people. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness. Spirits. It's the spirit in a person. It's not that person. They don't even know what they're doing. But you got to fight it in the spirit, not in your flesh. Hallelujah. And you got to let God. Let God fight your battles. He'll protect you to the end. Amen? All right. Sorry, I got to preaching again. Let me get on this prayer line before I run out of time. Amen? Caller 4706, give me your first name. Where are you calling from, please?
I am Terry from North Carolina.
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Is this your first time calling in?
No, I've called before. It's been a while before you took the break.
Oh, okay. All right. You got a prayer request or something?
Yes, I do. Usually I don't give you one, but I would like to pray for wisdom, more wisdom, and more discernment.
Okay. Praise God. All right. Father, I just thank you for Terry calling in tonight. Lord, I ask you to bless her right now. I ask you to strengthen her, encourage her. Let that liquid love that I was talking about just fall fresh on her. Hallelujah, like the morning dew. Let it be thick. Let it just glorify her, just take her to a new height, and let her wisdom, the wisdom of the ages, come upon her, and let discernment come upon her. I ask you to stir up the gifts in her, God, that are lying dormant in her even now, the spiritual, supernatural, prophetic gifts. Stir them up, Father, from the top to the bottom, from the inside out. Let give her dreams and visions. Give her insight into people's hearts, and when she looks into their eyes, let her look through the eyes into their soul, and let her be a discerner of good and evil, that she would be a discerner of good and evil, and that she would know the intent of a heart, and that she would be able to read them in a way that she could pray more effectively for them. If she has the opportunity to pray for them person to person or after the fact and behind the scenes, Lord, let her take her, elevate her higher in her prayer life, Father. I pray right now that you would elevate her higher in her prayer life like never before, that she would just be praying and going off and being led of your spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill this temple to the uttermost. From the inside out, from the outside in, bless her, strengthen her. Hallelujah. Let the wisdom of the ages come upon her, even in her work, even in people that are connected to her, Father God. Let people seek her out for counsel and want her opinion on things and answers and everything else. Use this woman of God, Lord. Use her and take her higher than she ever thought possible. Astound her. You said you would astound the wise with the foolish things. And, Lord, we are all foolish things. So, Lord, use us. Continue to use us and confound the wise and to bring all the glory, honor back to you where it all belongs. It all belongs to you. You get the glory for our lives. Lord, you be exalted. Be exalted right now. Hallelujah. In the heavens, on the earth, be exalted in Terry's life, Lord. I just thank you for her. I ask you to bless her and put a just supersede it, do a super fast thing in her, a super fast work in her, So get ready, get ready, get ready, because things are going to shift in you because you've asked for this prayer, and you're going to see things shifting and things. Some you're not going to understand some of it, but when you ask God, you will. You will. It'll just come to your understanding. It's not, you don't have to hear an audible word, but it's like clarity in your heart that you know that it's okay, that this is going to pass, that this too shall pass. And sometimes you just have to speak it before it will. Hallelujah. God's going to use you like that, and people are going to be seeking your counsel even the more than they have before, because people are always, because you're very approachable. You're very approachable. People come up, start telling you stuff, and you're like, why are you telling me this? I don't even understand. But it's the gift of God that's in you. Hallelujah. It's the prophetic gift in you. You're drawing those people to you, and because you have peace in your heart, and you're a very kind soul, and God's going to continue to use you like that. He's going to draw people to you, and when it gets your attention, the conversation gets your attention, like, why are they telling me this? This is weird. God's going to tell you why. He's going to give you the answer, and then when you speak what you hear, it's going to, because it's the answer they've been looking for. And when they say, how did you know that? And you go say, God told me to tell you. And that's going to be the game changer. You're a game changer. You're a game changer, and you've been hidden for a long time, but God's getting ready to bring you out. Everybody else is out of the closet, and you coming too. So get ready, get ready, get ready. So see God manifested in your life like never before, like you've always eagerly desired it. God's got you. He loves you. He's never left you. He was with you even as a child. Even as a child, in the childhood things you went through, God still loved you. He still got purpose for you, and it ain't over till He says it's over. So get ready. Get ready, because you ask, you shall receive. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Where are you calling from? Oh, you said North Carolina, right? Okay.
North Carolina,
Yeah, okay. Well, God bless you. Call back.
Thank you.
All right. Caller 6523. Give me your first name. Where you calling from, please?
Kelly.
I'm sorry?
Kelly.
Caroline?
Kelly. My
Kelly.
Name is Kelly. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where are you calling from, Kelly?
Cool. I'm calling from Montgomery, Alabama.
All right. Good. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. The lady that just called, Terry, she's a friend of mine. She told me about your show, so this is the first time I've listened.
All right, cool. That's awesome. That encourages me. I like your comments. You got a prayer request?
Yes, I do. I'm just beginning to step out in my spiritual gifting, and I've been told that there are other giftings that I have, but I just need clarity as to what they are, and I want to make sure that I don't miss God's will for my life.
Okay. All right. Whew. Okay. Let me see what I was going to say. Well, I would just seek it. I would just seek whatever you want. Just make it known to God, and He's gonna. I mean, they're in you. You just have to stir them up. You know, like people, prophetic people stir up prophetic things, and that's how it works. You know, it's when people are praying over you and speaking stuff over you, and if you believe that that's you, just receive it. Just receive it. You know,
right.
if you're
right.
a prophetic person, you know, so that's he's just stirring you up. And here's the thing, that you have to be with the right people. You know, you can't have people that are not walking after God and, you know, fellowshipping all the time, because you have to be around believers, and that's how it grows. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying.
Right.
Seek out, what's the word I'm looking for? The same type of people, like there are like-minded. That's the word, like-minded
mm-hmm.
people.
And right.
then they will progressively go quick.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Because, okay, let me just pray. Father, I just thank you right now for Kelly. I ask you to bless her. I ask you to continue to strengthen her, Father God. I ask you to make it plain and simple for her. Plain and simple, Father, what her gifts are and what she needs to seek after. And I just, it's so obvious with people that are around her because she's a seer. She sees things and she's a discerner of things even now. So I thank you, God, that you just let her be quick to speak and slow to speak and quick to hear. Hallelujah. That's the key right there, is hearing it. And once this, here's God's telling me right now, he said, as you pray, and when you start praying for people, when you start talking to people and you get the gist of what they're going through, and he says, cut it off, that means pray. That means stop basking in the negative. You know what I'm saying? Kill it. Kill it.
Right.
And speak
right.
the decree a thing, and it will be established on earth as it is in heaven. So God's given you the power to do that. You're going to raise the dead. You're going to heal the sick. You're going to do all these things because Jesus did it. And he wants you to do it, but you just have to believe it when you pray. And when he tells you something and shows you something and gives you insights into a person's heart, get out. You speak it out. You decree it and declare it, and God will establish it. If it's God, God's going to establish it. It ain't you to do. You're not going to fix and change anything. But when you hear, move, and obey, just like Abraham, our father, the father of our faith, Abraham, heard, moved, and obeyed. And when you hear God say, do it, stop, tell them, pray for them, whatever, you do it and move. It's the obedience of moving. That's your faith in action. That's what's going to change things. So, Father, I just continue to ask Kelly to be strengthened today, that you would be blessed, and all of those haters around her that's always picking arguments and stuff like that, let them fall to the wayside. Even people that's
Amen.
Not for her, that's grinning in her face and stabbing her in the back, let them fall to the wayside right now. Lord, let her enemies be scattered. Let her enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Let her get connected to the right people. I pray right now that you would just connect her to the right people, that you would tell her, call this one, call that one. And she would call them, and they've been saved now, and they're full of the Holy Ghost and all that stuff. So just connect the dots, Lord, and do what you're doing. Be who you are. Have your way, Almighty God, and bless this woman and strengthen her and feel her desire. Lord, she desires to serve you. And, Lord, open her mouth and fill it. Fill her mouth and let it come out like fire and just consume everything that's around her. I just pray right now that you would continue to strengthen her, protect her. I pray the blood of Jesus over her. I come against every demonic assignment over her life. I rebuke it to the pit of hell. I command no weapon formed shall prosper against her. If you be for her, who can stand against her? Who can stand against her? If you be for her, Father, who can stand against her? Nobody, no way. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And the saints of God said, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. That is wonderful. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jan, I'm still praying for you. You might well want to talk. But I'm still praying for you. I'm still believing God, and I know he's supernaturally healing you right now. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless the woman of God, strengthen her, hallelujah, through her surgery. Let it all come to a ending point. Let it be better than it's ever been before. Hallelujah. I come against assignment that would come to bring depression and wholeness. Let wholeness flow like a river. Let her be whole, not missing, lacking anything. Hallelujah. Let her get up off of her bed and walk. Take her bed up and walk, Lord. Let her be strong and mighty in you and you alone, that you get the glory, honor, and praise for her life. Hallelujah. I come against every negative report. I come against every negative agreement, spirit of a prayer of agreement against her. Hallelujah. Whatever. Hallelujah. Operating in that area, Father, I don't even know, but I'm just saying that you will be done in that woman's life. Hallelujah. Jan is a blessed woman of God. Hallelujah. And I speak strength and healing and wholeness over her even now. Continue to soak her with your glory. Continue to soak her with your glory. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray that this too is passed, and that she will never, ever go through this stuff again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decree it. I declare it. You establish it. That this is a passing point, that she will never go back again. Just like when they crossed over the Red Sea, he said, these devils you will see, the enemies you will see no more. They've been swallowed up. They've been drowned. You will not see them. You will not fight this battle again. I decree it. I declare it in Jan's life right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Have your way, O Father. Do it, because you're good enough to do it. You're able. You are God. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the saints of God said amen. I agree with that, Dickie. I agree with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. If y'all knew the day that I had today, you wouldn't even know how I'd be doing this, but only by grace. Amen? Amen? By grace, by his mercy. So, I love you guys. And I'll be back on Saturday night, same time, same channel, Saturday Night Live. Tell your friends, call in. If you got people struggling, going through some stuff, say, hey, man, just what is it? What are you going to lose? Call in, let this guy pray for you, you know. You never know. And send in your testimonies, because I know God's doing great, mighty things. Hallelujah. I expect it. I have a spirit of anticipation that God is going to do and be what he's always done and be. He's good. He's good all the time. Amen? Amen. God bless you guys. Have an awesome night. Love you. See you Saturday night. God bless. Peace.